Well, good afternoon once again, friends, up here in the old attic, looking through some old toys and things that we had many, many years ago. We hear a lot in this day and generation about investment. I am not clued in at all whenever it comes to financial things, accountants and economics and all of those things, but I hear people talking about investments and investing in certain things and different bonds and shares and stocks and so on and so forth and different things to invest your money in. It's all well beyond me. But I do know some people who have maybe a common interest, classic cars, classic motorcycles and those sorts of things. And I understand that cars from the 70s and 80s and motorcycles from that era as well, especially two-strokes from Japan, starting to really go up in price. And becomes a good investment, some of those things. Whenever I was a lad, we used to play with Star Wars toys. It was always a big thing at Christmas, asking for Star Wars. In fact, the first toy that I ever remember getting was Han Solo. One birthday, I must have been 4 years of age. Mum said, "What do you want for your birthday?" And I said, "A Star Wars figure." And so off we went into town, shop called Smith Patterson's in Lisburn. And upstairs they had a brilliant toy section full of Star Wars figures, and I came home that day with Han Solo, and I still have him. And I remember then there was another shop called Leisure World, and I'm not sure what a Star Wars figure cost back in those days. I think it was about £1.25. But whenever Star Wars began to lose popularity, Leisure World were selling off all of their Star Wars figures for 25 pence each. And I still like them, and I remember buying different Star Wars figures back then. And then a few years after that, I was at a toy fair one day in a school in Belfast, and I came across this. Now, this is going back whenever I got this about 22 years ago, and it's a figure from Return of the Jedi, and it's never been opened. It's still in its bubble wrap packaging, Return of the Jedi. And then in the back, I don't know if you remember these, you get all the yellow back with all of the different figures you could get, and used to circle them and tick them off. And I bought this when I was about 20, thinking that'll be an investment. And I think I gave a pound or a few pounds for it. And I came across one just like this on eBay. It's not even a figure that's well known, Pruneface. I came across one on eBay, and it was in a packet exactly the same as this. And it was priced at, I think, £200. So that wasn't a bad wee investment. And I'll maybe wait a year or two and see how much it goes for. But just here, you probably can't see it, written on with pen or pencil, just around this area, 10p. So this was for sale at one stage in a shop, probably whenever the franchise had run its course and people weren't interested anymore in those days. Sold for 10p. Now you could sell it on eBay in the package here for close to £200. So it's not a bad investment. But friends, the Word of God speaks a lot as well about investments. Jesus Christ invested his life's blood in redeeming the church. And the Bible says he sees of the travail of his soul and is satisfied. And this world of ours that is lost, and these souls of ours that are full of sin, and spiritually speaking we have no merit before God or no merit in heaven, Jesus Christ saw us wrecked and ruined by sin on the scrap heap of sin, and he thought, there's an investment that I can make that will bring glory to my Father and joy to my soul. And he came into this world to go to a cross to invest his very life's blood in the church. And then those of us that are Christians, we need to make investment as well, spiritual investment. We need to labour for treasures of worth. The Bible encourages us to look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And the hymn writer said, "Are you labouring for treasures of worth, ere toil ends at the close of the day?" And it's a wonderful investment to invest your life in the kingdom of God. Nothing that's done for the Lord will be lost. The Lord Jesus Christ said that even those who give a cup of cold water in his name shall in no wise lose their reward. And those who forsake their own lives in this earth and go out at the call of God, they will be abundantly rewarded in heaven. The Bible speaks about the seed that fell upon the good soil and brought forth fruit, some 30, some 60, some even 100-fold. And that seed sown is an investment. And as we live our lives out for God, the Bible speaks about the great reward that the child of God will receive. It speaks in Revelation chapter 22 and verse number 12 about the coming again of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who said, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be." Can I ask you today, are you weighing up all of your life's decisions on the scales of eternity? Are you investing your life in the kingdom of God, your time, your talents, your gifts, your graces, just leaving them all before the Lord and wanting to be used of Him, redeeming the time the Bible speaks of, for the days are evil? And whenever we meet the Lord face to face, He promises a great reward. Even those who have been faithful in that which is least shall be made rulers over many things. What a challenge to make the right investments in this world. Hopefully we'll see you again. Look after yourselves, and thank you for your time today. God bless you. See you next time.